It's time now for the Community Spotlight, where every Friday we turn that spotlight onto a local athlete, courtesy of Grants Pass Broadcasting and the Rogue Credit Union. Our guest today, and I hope I get this right, it's Kirsten Brown.
Yep, that's it.
And you're a four-star, you're a four-year, a four-sport athlete, letterman, from Glendale High School.
Yep.
Right. Tell me about the sports that you participate in.
I've done volleyball since freshman year, basketball since eighth grade, softball since I was about five, and then I also started track my freshman year.
Oh, okay. And in your spare time, what do you do?
That is my spare time. Yeah. Besides that, hanging out with friends.
Okay.
That's about it.
What's your favorite?
Softball, for sure.
Really? Why?
Partially because of how long I've been playing it, and just that's just fun to me. You know, I know about every position, and so I can be like, oh, yeah, you do this, this, and this, and I can just talk about it for hours, while other sports I'm like, not so sure about.
So you play every position, huh?
I don't play every position. I just understand how to do it. Like, I'm usually first or center field, but I know how each spot works, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, they would be covering here, here, or, yeah.
All right, so center field, and you're fairly athletic, so you must have some speed to be in center field.
Yeah.
Cover that. All right. So after softball, what other sport really grabs you?
It's kind of a tie between track and basketball. And that's both a lot of running for me, because I did a 400 my freshman year, and then I do the 4x4 every once in a while for track.
All right. What's your time on the 400?
I think the last time my coach timed it was like 116 or 118.
Okay. Certainly respectable.
And yeah. Not the best, but good.
What are you striving for this track season?
I don't even know. I don't know if I want to run that much, but I think he wants to do a 4x4 team, because we have some really good freshmen coming up. So hopefully state for that, and that's just whatever I can get, the best I can get.
Right,
always
now,
improvement.
Now, you've lettered in all those sports?
Yes, every time except for freshman year for volleyball.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Now, tell me about school, the rest of school. You must do something else at school, don't you?
Student government, yeah. I'm okay. The senior class president this year.
Really? All right. Yep. Well, congratulations. What are you studying?
What do you mean study?
Well, do you have a major?
No, because it's I mean, I want to be a veterinarian when I'm older, so I'm very science brain, like to do that kind of stuff, like to be around animals, so.
All right. Why a veterinarian? You're science brained and like to be around animals. Is there any other reason that grabs you?
I've always been more attentive to, like, just wanting to take care of animals, whether it's, oh, they're injured, let me see what happened, or just taking care of them in general. So.
Do you have pets or livestock? Or?
Yeah, I live on a farm. Mm-hmm. I have two rabbits and a horse right now.
Oh, okay. What's a horse's name?
Buddy. Very simple.
Do you ride?
I do not. I never learned. He's also 30 years old, so.
Oh yeah. So he's just a friend.
Yeah, he's just a friend.
All right. So veterinarian is the dream. Any place that you have picked on in particular to go to school for?
Yeah, I want to start my first 4 years at Oregon Tech, and then the other 4 years at Oregon State.
All right. And all that considered, have you reached out to them? Are they aware of your softball skills?
Trying to get to that, but it's kind of a weird spot, especially from such a 1A school. It's such a small town and all that, and it's not very well talked about there. I feel like it's more talked about at bigger schools.
Well, we'll just turn off our sound here, and maybe they'll hear it.
Maybe.
All right. Where'd you get your inspiration from, or your athleticism?
I've always been, I mean, I started when I was younger, and I had older sisters that were always playing in sports. My second older sister was doing three sports all the way through high school, so I got to go to her games and stuff, and I was like, I was positive I hated every other sport except for softball, and then I started trying more, and I'm like, oh, maybe they're not that bad. This is actually kind of fun. And
so a sister was an inspiration?
A little bit, yeah, and my dad always wanted us to do other things. Like, I was also in 4-H for quite a few years. Until COVID and all that fun stuff hit, but I've always wanted to try things.
Anybody else you want to thank?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're a fine young lady. We appreciate your efforts and your athleticism, and best of luck at veterinarian school.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to the Community Spotlight here on KAJO, courtesy of the Rogue Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting.